Hi, Lil. Thank you for joining us today in the studio.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So your exhibition, A Hole Where There Once Was a Logo, is referencing a lyric from Frank Ocean's iconic album, Blonde. Why did you choose this lyric?
This came from a conversation with a friend who actually visited my studio, and I was tossing and turning for a while because I find titles always really difficult. And then, we were talking about the work in the show and kind of talking about pop culture and textiles and like cheeky teen energy.
Love it.
So then this friend kind of, mentioned the song, and I was like, holy shit, how did I not like think of this before? How did I not make the connection? Because it's a beautiful little like moment in the song. Andre 3000 is like, I think the entire lyric is like talking about stealing Ralph Lauren shirts from a shop by cutting out the like logo in the back. But it's also just a beautiful analogy for like, I think in the context of this show, I've appropriated this and like, I'm thinking about it in one, that kind of teen stealing shit energy, and then two, a kind of disidentification vibe, a hole where there once was a logo in the sense of like feeling of a void or a feeling of exhaustion and apathy towards something that you once maybe identified with.
And you're using materials such as secondhand garments, dressing room hooks, and a hanging rail.
Yeah.
Why have you decided to incorporate retail objects?
Well, the exhibition in general, harks back to retail spaces. One, because they're a place that I've like worked in for like 5 or so years.
Me too, I feel you. Yeah.
Yeah. And two, because they're really like, I find them quite curious, maybe just because I spend a lot of time in them. But as spaces where gender is like enacted and organized. So I kind of was interested in interrogating those qualities in a material sense, especially the kind of infrastructure, like the nesting tables, the glass kind of tables with like a chrome finish, and the like change room hooks. They're all like, I find them quite tantalizing as objects because they're supposed to kind of like fall away when you're in the space, you know, like when you're in a shop, you're not really supposed to be thinking about them. They're supposed to be so pleasurable and so like minimal
and clean
that they kind of like float away, but also they're quite integral. And I feel like that maybe echoes some of these kind of like things I've been thinking about in relation to gender, as like structures around how we think about gender are so smooth and streamlined sometimes that they fall back out of view.
Yeah, totally. And how do you find the retail like workforce, especially for gender, like compared to like other professions?
Yeah, I mean, like it depends on where you are, really. In the spaces I've worked in, it's been like mixed bag. Currently, not great at all.
Oh,
heinous,
no.
Which is like fine. Yeah. It's like deeply manageable. Other places, so beautiful. I think a lot of it, like, if we're talking just, like, pragmatic life vibes, like, it depends on the company. And I've often found that spaces that publicly articulate themselves as progressive have this kind of, like, twofold quality to them where, like, on the one hand, they can be that, but also because they've projected the image of that, they have to,
like, live up to those expectations.
Yeah. So there's this kind of like, those are usually, I don't know, in my experience, those are the relatively good spaces.
Yeah, totally. When I was in your exhibition, I felt like I was like on the retail floor.
Hot.
But in the most pleasurable way, like your work smelt amazing. It felt amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Please talk to us about why you chose to make it immersive, like especially during COVID.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, the one work that you're talking about in particular is a series of soft objects, I guess you could call them, which are all secondhand garments that in texture and touch, like feel, they have a quality of like, I feel like they're kind of like flesh-like in some ways, or just have a certain tactility to them. And they're filled with rice and essential oils. And
it
they're
smells
kind of
so great.
Yeah. Each one is a different kind of like stress related essential oil used for like easing anxiety. They're all secondhand objects turned into these kind of weighted things, kind of like weighted blanket energy, I guess, in a way. You know, those like anxiety blankets, which are like
totally
made heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the wheat bags that you like put in the microwave.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. There's this kind of like DIY remedial vibe to them, a self-soothing kind of quality. So I was interested in those qualities and bringing those out in these objects to kind of think about, yeah, methods of self-soothing within broader structures that feel kind of restrictive and tense and uncomfortable, and thinking through the ways that people like self-soothe, manage and get by, and that kind of like an aesthetic of fatigue, and what that kind of, yeah, how materials can portray those qualities and feelings.
Yeah, and also like the politics of cloth in
That's
your exhibition.
A beautiful phrase.
I love it too. Just like the work that was draped on the hooks.
Oh yeah.
How like you looked like you got pieces like underwear.
Yes.
And then like straps from clothing and
yeah.
Kind of it for me it evoked like a genderless kind of cloth. And
well, that's curious. Yeah,
yeah.
I, like in the past I've done work, I've been working with textiles in different forms for quite a while, and in the past I did a kind of project, it's a kind of performative work where I was ripping apart bed linens, like king and queen size bed linens, and kind of recording the sound of them, and that
wow.
was about this kind of like arbitrary gendering of like fabrics. And yeah, that work, the draping work on the wall is, well, everything, all of the garments in the show are actually like technically or whatever, like women's like clothes.
Yeah, like designed for women.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And like each of them, I guess the thing that I was intrigued by in a political sense with these objects is like, yeah, ideas around beauty standards, ideas around like feminine bodies and like the way that gendered ideas become imprinted into fabric, become pattern, become like forms. And that work was really intentionally called Girl Interjected. One as a joke about Girl Interrupted.
So good. I love that reference.
And then yeah, the other was theory and like pop psychology, actually psychology in general, about the way that like external ideas become internalized and like yeah, familiar and become like personal. So that work in particular for me was about like the ways that like these quite restrictive ideas of femininity are internalized.
Awesome. So yeah, your exhibition also features an epic playlist titled An Exhausted and Bruised Body, which includes artists such as Grimes, Japanese Breakfast, and FKA Twigs, to just name a few. How does music inform your artistic practice?
It started in this space of like utilizing pop music as this like this maybe like common ground language, perhaps. I could make a sweeping statement and say like I feel like music in general is like quite an affecting mode,
mm-hmm.
like in the sense that it brings emotions to people quite easily in other ways that visual art and like film and stuff don't.
Ooh,
and I was intrigued by that quality in it and the way that it kind of is often saturated. So early on in my like practice, I was using a lot of kind of like pop ballads, like Wuthering Heights was featured in a work that I did.
So
and then
good.
Grace Jones, Pull Up to My Bumper, and then some Alanis Morissette a little later on.
They're all absolute bangers.
Yeah. They're all beautiful musicians. And so like, utilizing their music in my work, yeah, was about kind of like about that discord between like contemporary art space and like pop culture, perhaps. If we're speaking playlists as well, I've been doing kind of playlists. It's quite easy and accessible and anyone can do it and there's nothing like exceptional about it. And I find that quite nice and like relieving as a quality. And I feel like you can get to the heart of a feeling through like organizing music. You can like
totally
even personally I've made playlists for like shit times when I'm trying to manage a feeling. I'm like, I don't know what this is. I'm gonna like organize these things and I'm gonna listen to this as a way of like coping. So it's a nice way to think about emotion.
Well, Lil, so great to speak with you today.
Yeah, likewise.
Yeah, and I look forward to seeing what you do next.
Thank you.